This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's parasha is Parashas Yisrael. It's the parasha of Kabbalas HaTorah. And the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Pei Chesam Abay says that there was a debate between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu about where the Torah belongs. Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Mekabel HaTorah and the angels were very upset. Mayilud Isha Beinenu, why is there a mortal amongst us? What is he doing? Why is he get the Torah? We want the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to bait them. Let the best man or angel win. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm afraid they're going to consume me with their fire. And he says, no, Echayz B'Kiseh Chavaydi, just grab on to the Kiseh HaKavod and that will protect you. And Moshe Rabbeinu brilliantly responds to their tainus that they deserve the Torah, it should stay up in Shemayim. He gives, he goes through the Aseres HaDibros one after another, and he says this is clearly a Torah that was written and designed and intended for a man. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim. He says, I don't remember any angels being in Egypt. I was in Egypt, my family was in Egypt, my friends were in Egypt. I didn't see any malachim in Egypt. So what does it mean, I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim? This was written for you? It's written for us. What else does it say? Kabed es avicha v'esimecha. I don't think angels have parents. Does it, it says, lay sachmeid. Is there chemda between you? Is there kinna? These things aren't applicable to you guys. So let go of it. Let us have it. And the malachim conceded. The malachim said, you're right. And not only that, Chazal say that they gave matanis, they gave Moshe Rabbeinu presents with the Torah. What exactly is the lumdus behind this machlekes between the malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu? And Mefarshim say that the tain of the malachim, which seemingly doesn't make sense. I mean, the malachim also probably knew Moshe Rabbeinu's tainus. What was Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the malachim? What would you say if you were in the malachim shoes? Like, what would be your taina to keep the Torah? And the mefarshim say that it's a taina of halacha in Chayshe Mishpat called dina de bar metzra. A bar metzra means that if I have a property and I want to sell it, so the neighbor, the next door neighbor, gets first dibs because he's next to me and he, you know, he wants to be able to mow his lawn, you know, in one contiguous way. He doesn't want to, you know, he wants to buy the field or the house next door to him. He wants to be able to, it's much easier to have two fields next door to one another than to have, you know, fields very far or houses far apart. So the halacha is that a bar metzra wins. You can't go and, you should not be selling your house to some random person unless you first give the opportunity to your neighbors to buy the house. And so the malachim were taining, we're bar metzah with the Torah. We live next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in Shemayim. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wants to give it to somebody. We want the Torah. The Torah is ours, midin of bar metzah. Rameir Shapiro, in a sefer called Imre Das, adds to this that there's a Gemara, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Chayesh Mishpat Kuf Ayin Hei, that a shutuf is kaidim lebar metzra. Meaning, let's say this house was owned by me that I want to sell, but it's jointly owned. I have a 50-50 partnership with you. So before I go and sell it to my next door neighbor, there's one person in line before the neighbor, and that's you. That's the shutuf. You have the right to buy out my chelek before I go and sell it to a bar metzra. Shutuf is kaidim lebar metzra. Says Meir Shapiro with his brilliance that that's what Klal Yisrael were tightening to the Malachim. It's true. We're maskim. You have a din of bar metzra. But we are shutfim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, we deserve the Torah. How are they partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Listen to what Meir Shapiro says, that in Mara, before the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three mitzvahs. He gave the mitzvah of dinim, Mishpatim. He gave the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im, and he gave the mitzvah of Shabbos. She's Askuba Mishrael, Klai Yisrael should be busy with Torah. before they actually receive the Torah? Why did he give them these three things of all things? Why didn't he give them shatness? Why didn't he give them something? Why these three mitzvahs? So says Rav Meir Shapiro that these are three things that characterize the shutfus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Dinim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, kal hadon din emes la'amitai, if a judge judges properly, judiciously, then nase shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, kol ha'shemer Shabbos kilchasa, whoever says Vayechulu, he comes home Friday night, he says Vayechulu, Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu, my celebration, another form of Shutvus. Shabbos. Kibbut Avaim, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava V'imaya Shutvim in man. Gimel Shutvim Ba'adam, the Maran Kedushin says. So these are all things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael before Mount Taira, that we would get a din of Shutvim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol. And thereby give Moshe Rabbeinu the ammunition, the taina, to say to the malachim, I understand you have a din of bar mitzvah, but we're shutvim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're dayanim, we're shomrei Shabbos, we're mechabed our parents. These are things that we get to show our shutvus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a shutuf is kadam lebar mitzvah. I want to just dig down a little deeper into what this means. And the Aimek Hadavar, between the difference between a bar mitzvah and a shutuf. A bar mitzvah or a shochein could learn one from another because we live close to one another. But a shutuf does not have to live near each other. But the reason why I would pick somebody as a shutuf is because I need something from you and you need something from me. A shochein, you happen to move into a house and you get a relationship with your neighbor. Hopefully it's a good relationship. And you lend things to each other and you maybe have each other over for meals and you go to each other's simchas. But it's because of the proximity that the relationship is created. When it comes to a shutuf might be somebody in the other end of the world I could be a shutuf with. But we each are shutuf with each other because we need one another. Maybe I need capital from you. Maybe I need your business sense. Maybe I need your proficiency in accounting, in law, in your relationships, your Rolodex. Something, I need something from you. You need something from me. And that forms a shutfus. That makes us partners with one another. The malachim are shcheinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're bar mitzvah. They live next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are opinions that say that malachim are actually balei bechira. That's a famous question. Do angels have bechira or not? Do angels have the ability to decide right from wrong? We have the ability, if we want, we could speak Lashon Hara, we cannot speak Lashon Hara. We could be Mechal Shabbos, Rachman al Tzana, we cannot be Mechal Shabbos. We have that choice. Malachim, do they have that choice or not? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach on a shlichas, could he say, I'm sorry, I don't want to do the shlichas or not? Most people say, no, malachim are like robots. They don't really have any choice. But there are opinions that say, if you look in the Ar Sameach, in Hilchos Tshuva, and others, he says that an angel really does have free will, like we do. But the only difference between us and angels are that angels, because they're shcheinim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they see with their own eyes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the omnipotence, the Kedusha, they don't dare make the wrong choice. They could, but they'd be foolish to. It's like we all have a choice to put our hand in fire. But, and that we have a Bechira to do that, but why would we? Why would a normal person put his hand in fire? They wouldn't. So angels also, you know, the reason why we could speak Lashon Hara is because we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chleide b'atzmai, we don't see his power, we don't understand the einish that it entails and the destruction that it causes. But the angels see everything in real time, so they, even though they might have bechira, according to some, but they would not make bad choices because it would be absolutely insane for them to make a choice like that, no less than us, for us to touch a fire, even though we have the right, the power, the ability to, but obviously that would be very foolish. Klal Yisrael do not live in Shamayim. But the fact that we live on planet Earth itself gives us a shutfus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It enables us to do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no other person, being, angel, thing could accomplish for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives us the opportunity with our Bechira to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. I have a choice, and I knowingly, voluntarily decide on my own volition that I want to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara, and I don't want to look at things that I'm not supposed to, and I do want to keep Shabbos, and I do want to keep the Mishpatim, and I do want to be Mechavim my parents. Do I have to? No. But I'm doing it because this is what I want to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that and says, that's what a shutuf is. A shutuf is something that I need from somebody. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal need? He doesn't need anything. There's one thing that we contribute. HaKol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mira Shamayim. This ability to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our own and to make good decisions with our lives, that's the one thing Kaviyachal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to us to accomplish and builds a relationship based on that. That's what the shutfus is. So there's a Maila being a bar mitzvah. The Malachim are amazing. They're up in Shamayim. They're a Bekdusha Vitara. They do incredible things, Malachim. They're massive. They're enormous. They're powerful. They're holy. They are beloved. But they're bar mitzvah. That's because they live near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a wonderful thing, but it's not such a kunz. They're not a shutuf. We have the ability to be a shutuf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, providing what he, Kaviyachal, is missing, and that's our Yerushamayim. That's our Yerushamayim. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, by the way, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Beveis Genazov. He has a storage house. He has like a safe upstairs in Shamayim. And the only aim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beveis Genazov, Ella, what does he store in the storage house? Yerushamayim. Yiras Hashem Hi Aitzara, the Gemara brings a pasuk. He stores Yerushamayim in his storage house. Zok Dehelag of Vilna Gain. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep Yerushamayim in his storage house? In his safe. So he says, you know what people keep in safes? They keep in safes things that are very valuable. So we keep, let's say, gold, silver, jewelry, I don't know, deeds to our homes, any cash, whatever it is that is valuable. We don't want it stolen. We don't want it damaged. We keep it safely in a safe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any of those things. Liyah Kesev, V'liyah Zav, No Mashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns all the gold in the world. He owns all the silver in the world. He owns all the real estate in the world. That's not chashuv to him. He has as much of that as he wants. It's like sand. You don't keep sand in your safe. You don't keep precious, you know, space in your safe for stupidity. You keep things that you need. The only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, says the Vilna Gaon, is Yerushamayim. Ein leil HaKadosh Baruch Hu beveis genazav ela Yerushamayim bilvad. Because that's what's chashiv to him. It's the only thing that he can't produce on his own. We have to produce it for him, and he cherishes that. And he keeps that specially in his safe because that's the only thing he needs. So we're providing that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here on planet Earth. The Malachim have their own purpose in the world, but we are greater than angels, because angels are very limited in the sense that there's no concept by them of real Yerushamayim. Everything that's done is because there's a fire burning. When a fire is burning, it's not a big kunst to be afraid. But down here, we have freedom. We have the ability to do anything that we want. We could do an Aveira, we wouldn't even see any price to be paid immediately. We have pure Bechira. And when we make right decisions with our Bechira, we become catapulted, we leapfrog far beyond any of the Malachim, because we're Shutvim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Shutuf is Adav Mi Bar Metzer. Bar Metzer is a wonderful thing, but it ain't a Shutuf. A Shutuf is something that's super, super important and super special, and it trumps even a Bar Metzer. One of the great Chassidish Rebbes was Rav Moshe of Kobrin. He lived from 1784 to 1858. He was a close disciple of the Rebbe, Rav Mardochai of Lechovitch, and afterwards of Rav Mardochai's son, Rav Nayach. He became the first Rebbe of the Kabrin dynasty in 1833, had thousands of followers, and he wrote the following poem. I want to share, it's only a three-line poem. It was written in Yiddish, but this is what the poem says, and it's mamish exactly what we're saying. It says, "Angel, angel, not for naught are you angelic, for you dwell in the sky above, without children, spared of eating, drinking as well, with no worries of livelihood. Come down to this world. Try eating and drinking, having children. Let us then see if you are still an angel." Very powerful poem. An angel is a wonderful thing. Everybody, we speak about the angels in davening every day. Kulam ahuvim, kulam brurim, kulam gibarim, kulam eisim, be'ema, uviyir, it's saying kainam. They do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. But that's not the madrega of an Adam. An Adam does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will also, but with pure bechira. With our parnasa issues, with our tzar gedol banim, with all of the challenges that we have, we're human, we eat, we drink, we have taivas, and yet somehow, some way, we're able to maintain, for the most part, kedusha, tara, we're able to learn tara, we're able to daven, we're able to do mitzvahs, chesed, on planet Earth, surrounded in 2026 by everything that we're surrounded by, and we're still learning, we're still davening, we're still doing to that davedis Hashem. We don't understand how great that is. If we would chop for a minute how special the Aveda that we provide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we would be smiling from ear to ear, we would be dancing every second of our life. Because the schar that we're getting and the ability to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas is so profound. He doesn't get that from angels. Angels are wonderful, but they're not this. They're not what we are. Are we always angelic? No. But angels wouldn't be angels if they were in our shoes. On Friday night, Mirtz Hashem, tonight, we'll sing Shalom Aleichem. And we think that Shalom Aleichem is something that, as Jewish as motherhood and apple pie. It's something that everybody must agree. Shalom Aleichem is like part of the religion. But you'd be surprised, perhaps, to know that there are many Mefarshim, many Paiskim that say, don't sing Shalom Aleichem. It's not a good thing to sing. It's something wrong with Shalom Aleichem. Why? What's wrong with Shalom Aleichem? So, some say that the Malachim do not have the kayach that we should be asking them for brachas. We ask God for brachas. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us. V'yitein l'cha l'kim mital ha-shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's blessing. We're saying to Malachim, Baruchuni l'shalom malachei ha-shalom. Malachim don't have, that's not a Jewish concept to go and ask angels to give us blessings. Angels are messengers of God, but they're not emissaries to give blessings. That's what some people, some mefarshim, taina about Shalom Aleichem. The Chasam Sefer says that it's mechzik yura, looks like gaiva, that we are speaking to angels. Who are we to speak to angels? We're human beings. Here we are, Friday night, and we're speaking Shalom Aleichem, Alachi Asharis. We don't know what an angel is. An angel is not like a little Tinkerbell on our shoulders. An angel is, the Gemara in Chagiga describes that the ankle of an angel is like light years away from Earth. Like if you'd be able to see an ankle of an angel, it would probably be going up a billion miles high. That's just the ankle. And so you're chatting with the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, Tzeisim Shalom, goodbye, I'll see you later. Like, it's Mechzik Yura, this is what the Chasam Sefer says. And, you know, these are obviously very heavy tainas. These aren't lightweights that are saying these things. Chasam Sefer is saying this as a possible reason not to say Shalom Aleichem. But perhaps according to what we're saying, we can give a little bit of an understanding why on Friday night we can permit ourselves a little yura, a little gaiva, to speak to the Malachim in the way that we do. And that is because when we come home and we say Vayechulu, and we said Vayechulu in Shul, and then we come home and say it again, and Chazal tell us that on Friday night if you go and you say Vayechulu, it's Naseh Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisav Reishis. At that very moment that we're shutvim, we are adav mi bar metzra. Angels are great, but at this moment, I am greater than the angels. I am on a level much higher. I'm a shutv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am choosing to be Shomer Shabbos with Yiras Shamayim, with Kedusha Shabbos, and with that, I am actually on a higher madriga than an angel. Maybe not during the week always, but if there's a time of the week that I could have a little bit of gaiva and look at the angels and speak to them like as if they were a little bit even underneath me, it's now, at Friday night, as we go into Shabbos and we're able to say Vayechulu, be Nasa Shutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yiras Shamayim from the Shabbos that we could squeeze out. That's a madrega that's even higher than Malachim. You know, it's brought that the Chafetz Chaim, he would have very often guests on Friday night, on Shabbos in his home, and very often the guests were poor. Today we don't really have, Baruch Hashem, I don't think in our circles we understand the concept of going into Shabbos hungry. We have, you know, Baruch Hashem breakfast, we have lunch, we have tayamez, you have, you know, you can nosh the whole day. But in the olden days, there wasn't so much food around. People were very poor. And very often the Chafetz Chaim would invite to his humble abode in Radin very poor people that may have not have eaten in a long time. And he wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem until after he came and made Kiddush, Lechem Mishnah, and ate the fish, and then he would sing Shalom Aleichem. And you know why he did that? He said that angels don't eat and they don't drink. They're not hungry, but we are hungry. And therefore, I'm going to first take care of the guests, the human guests, and after that, I'm going to sing Shalom Aleichem to the angels. Because on Friday night is a time that we're able to talk to angels like that and to say, with all due respect, you're great, you're holy, you're ahuvim, brurim, gibayrim, but it's Friday night, we're saying Vayechulu, and we are in a madrega that's so high that you'll have to wait for us. Before we say Shalom Aleichem, we greet you, do me a favor, just sit on the side, and then we're going to take care of our guests and their hunger, and afterwards we will deal with you. So madrega, Klal Yisrael is zeicha to be on such a high madrega every Shabbos, a madrega that's even higher than the angels that are only bar metzers with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to just end with a beautiful maisa that Rebbetzin Jungreis, Allah Shalom, used to tell. Rebbetzin Jungreis was, I don't know if anyone really is familiar with her, she was one of the pioneers in Kiruv in America. She started an organization called Hineni, which really did incredible work. It's still being run by her sons, and they have a headquarters in Manhattan. I remember when I was a little kid, in my parents took us to Miami for winter vacation, and there was like this beautiful bus that set on a Hineni, like a before the times that, you know, now you see a lot of these things, buses with all these emblems all over it. It was like the first time I saw it, like there was, and I don't know, you know, she was doing like a tour, a speaking tour. She filled up, she has like the claim in history of being the first Jewish person, let alone a woman, to fill up Madison Square Garden for a Kiruv gathering. She was speaking, she was being Makari people, and she packed Madison Square Garden. That's not an easy thing to do. Yishai Ribo is able to do it, but that's about no other singer could do it, and no other Kira professional ever, you know, packed Madison Square Garden other than Rebbe Singer. If you're interested in reading about her life, there's a very thick biography about her published by Arts Girl called The Rebbetzin. When she was a young girl, she went through the concentration camps, and she would tell how she was with her father. Her mother, I think, was not with her. Maybe she perished already. But her and her older brother were in the concentration camps. And Rabbi Jungreis, her father, her maiden name was Jungreis also, I think she married a cousin, he used to take some of the bread that the Nazis gave them, and he would keep like crumbs of it in his pocket the whole week, saving them for Friday night. And on Friday night, he told the children to close their eyes and then pretend that you were not in these barracks, in these freezing barracks, but that imagine for a moment that you're in your beautiful home with your mother, with your father, and everything is back again beautiful. And he told them that their mother had baked delicious challah for them, And then he would pass out from his pocket the stale, almost inedible bread to each of his children. And then they would sing Shalom Aleichem together. Rebbe Sinyon Reis's younger brother once asked very innocently where the Shabbos Malachim were, since he didn't see any in the camp. And Rebbe Jungreis replied with tears in his eyes that they, his children, were the Shabbos angels. Rebbe Sinyon Reis recalled how the Nazis once lined them up for an inspection, calling them Jewish pigs. And she replied to them that they were, in fact, Shabbos angels. And this is something that, you know, we have to think about, we have to process, we have to share with ourselves, with our families, with our friends, that on Shabbos is a time that, you know, we become angelic. Greater than the angels is a Yid on Shabbos. A Yid on Shabbos is actually, Chazal say, that Shabbos matana toiva yesh li beis genazai v'Shabbos shema, I have a good gift in my storage house. Again, that reference to storage house, which no doubt alludes to the Yerushalayim that comes from Shabbos, and its name is Shabbos. Lech va'idiyam, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Yidden about Shabbos. And Rabbi Gedalia Shar says that, what does that mean? That Shabbos is a gift that's in my beis genazai. It doesn't say in Chazal, and go tell Klal Yisrael that I'm sending it down to them. I'm sending Shabbos down to earth for you. He doesn't say that. And what he explains is that Shabbos always remains in the beis genazai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in Shemayim. Shabbos remains that gift that is in Shemayim. And our job on Shabbos is to be in a place and in a state of mind, in a frame of mind, with the right people and the right surroundings, that we actually are able to somehow elevate ourselves to grow wings and fly heavenward and enter that rarefied airspace called Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is not another day of the week called Saturday and we just happen to not be on our phones and eat good food. Shabbos is an experience that we literally go into Shamayim to appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbos. And it's something that we can't take for granted. It's something that we have to understand its importance in our life, be prepared, you know, for Shabbos and the wonderful concept that Mitzvah Hashem will start today about learning an Erev Shabbos in the Beis Medrash for 2 hours. What a beautiful way to bring in Shabbos, to make hachanis for Shabbos, to not have kas as we enter Shabbos, to be able to find people that we want to spend Shabbos together with and sing together Zmir Shabbos, which elevates the Shabbos, say Devar Torah by Shabbos. Shabbos is a time that we're literally shutten with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We become higher than angels. And sometimes a home is a beautiful place for Shabbos. Yeshiva is certainly a beautiful place for Shabbos. And it's our job to try to make the experience of Shabbos and Yeshiva angelic and beautiful and divine. And we try, we have delicious food and we have, you know, the white tablecloths on the tables and we take away the pens and the pencils. But one thing that we really need in Yeshiva, and I've been saying this for a very, very long time, and until I'm blue in the face, and I don't want to make a big deal about it because, but is that the Bachrim, the Talmidim, should really try to be here for Shabbos. And, you know, Thursday night people think is the end of the week, and then they come back Monday morning or something, and so basically learning 4 days a week. And that's not yeshiva, that's not a ben Torah, that's not the way we were designed to be. We were supposed to be b'nei Torah that enjoy our time in yeshiva, not just during the week, but especially on Shabbos. In other yeshivas throughout the world, Shabbos and off Shabbos is once a month, once every 5 weeks. And until then, you're able to literally simmer on a flame and steig every single day, including Shabbos, and, you know, build your Torah knowledge, build your relationship, build your ability to, you know, to be in a bubble, in a beautiful Kedusha Degah bubble called Yeshiva. when you keep on taking the kettle off of the flame and putting it back on a few minutes later, off the flame, it doesn't boil. The water, a wash pot doesn't boil, and a pot that you keep on taking on and off a flame, it needs consistency. It needs for us to be able to just stay in yeshiva and steig and be make this our home. And if we look at yeshiva as just like it's a gas station. I fill up my tank, I get my credits, I go home for Shabbos, come back Monday morning, Sunday, whatever. It's not going to work. It would be great if it would work, but it doesn't work. There were times in yeshiva, there were guys that literally went into yeshiva unpacked after Sukkot and literally stayed in yeshiva until Pesach. They stayed in the dorms during intercession. They steiged. And those people, I'm specifically thinking of one individual, he's literally one of the biggest hamidicham in Lakewood today. He's a dayan, and he's a mechaber svarim, and he's a tremendous yari shamayim, and b'kedusha v'tahara. It didn't happen by accident. It wasn't just, oh, you know what? I think I'll, you know, it happened because he was able to stay and steig and be in yeshiva every day, including Fridays, including Shabbos, and that's how you grow. That's how you grow. And kudos to everybody here that, you know, that are here for the shmooze, which is, I think, a very important component to Shabbos and yeshiva. And they stay for Shabbos, and they gain, and they get their nourishment. For the rest of your life, you're going to be nourished by these years in yeshiva. And it really behooves us to understand the importance of Shabbos, the importance of being a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being in a place that you can actually feel Yerushalayim, feel Kedusha, feel Hasmada, feel davening. And my bracha to all of us is that we should always be on this madriga, higher than Malachim, feel higher than Malachim, understand that we play a role in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is unparalleled, unmatched, and unduplicated. And that is being a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and these important things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal needs us. What does he need us for? He needs us to have Yerushamayim, to make the right decisions every single time that we have choices in our life, which is every day of our life. Mitzvah Hashem, we should continue being Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Barabim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should always get only Nachas Ruach from all of us. Have a good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.